Hi, this is Rick Warren. Did you know that the best gift you can give anybody is to bring them into a relationship with Jesus Christ? And did you know that the best time to do that is at Christmas? Here's what I want to challenge you to do. I want you to make a Christmas list of people. Think of all the people who you know who don't know Jesus, or who might know Jesus but don't go to church anywhere. And I want you to start praying for them. And then I want you to invite those people you've prayed for to come to a Christmas Eve or Christmas Day service at your church.
Welcome, everyone, to Pastor Rick's Daily Hope, the Bible teaching ministry of Rick Warren. We are so glad that you've joined us today, and we're going to wrap up this powerful series called Radicalis, Developing Spiritual Roots. And in this series, Rick is showing us how to grow deep in your faith, stay grounded in God's Word, and become everything that He created you to be. All right, let's join Rick for the final part of a message called Radical Freedom.
Think about this. Let's say your life is a circle, and around it there are bigger and bigger concentric circles. The Bible says, here's you, and then the Bible says you are in Christ, so you draw a circle around you. That's you're in Christ. And that phrase is used 140-something times in the New Testament. And then it says, not only are you in Christ, it says you are hid with God in Christ. So there's a circle of God. Then it says you're sealed with the Holy Spirit. That means for the devil to get at you, he's got to go through the Trinity. Isn't going to happen, friend. That's called being in good hands. Okay? Can't get to you unless he gets through the Trinity. Well, can Satan dominate my life as a believer? Of course he can. How? I want you to write this down. One of the most important things I've ever told you. Here it is. Satan can only control areas where I believe his lies. Write that down. Satan can only control the areas in my life where I believe his lies. You see, Satan has no authority, if you're a child of God, to take possession of your life. But he can mess you up good if you believe his lies. He only operates by suggestion. Now, when the devil gives you a thought, we call that temptation. When God gives you a thought, we call that inspiration. When you get a thought on your own, we call that dumb. No, I'm just kidding. I'm sorry, I have to repent. I put you down. Okay. Every moment of your life, you're getting thoughts. Some of them are from God, some of them from you, some of them from your memory that bring up some TV commercial you saw, some of them from the devil. When the devil can only work, if you're a believer, he can't touch you except by suggestion. But he can suggest lies, and when you believe those lies, that area of your life gets controlled by Satan. It's dominated by Satan. It is oppressed by Satan. Why? Because you are choosing to believe a lie. Remember, it is the truth that sets you free, but lies, in the opposite, put you into bondage. And the Bible says Satan is the father of lies. Now, he tells you lies all the time. When a guy has this thought, you know what? My marriage sucks. So I think I'm going to leave my wife and go have an affair with somebody else because I'll be happier. Where do you think that lie came from? Yeah, it came from Satan. It came from Satan. Now, if I choose to believe that lie, it's going to mess me up. Satan tells you lies all the time. You know better than God. I know God says this, but you should do this. Anytime you doubt God's word, that's from the devil. And he said, I know God says do this, but you need to do this. And you always get into trouble when you do that. These rules, these laws, these principles are always for your own good. They're always for your own good. They're not to make you miserable, they're to make you meaningful. See, the truth is, you don't really break God's laws. They break you. You only hurt yourself every time you deny what God tells you to do. You break God's laws, they break you. For instance, a guy goes up on the top of the Empire State Building and he says, I believe that there's no such thing as the law of gravity. And the law of gravity applies to everybody else, but it doesn't apply to me. So I'm going to prove that the law of gravity doesn't apply to me. And he jumps off the Empire State Building. And on the way down, 20, 30, 40 floors down, he's going, I'm free! He just hadn't hit bottom yet. And about 50 floors down, somebody sticks their head out the window and says, how's it going? He says, so far, so good. But one at some point, the law is going to break him. Now, when God tells you to do something, you need to just do it. You just need to do it. So that's trusting the truth. We're going to come to that in just a minute. Now, how do I live a radical life? How do I live a radically free life? Most people aren't free. They're bound up inside. Fear, guilt, resentment, and all these things. Even Christians who know the Lord still aren't free. You got to do three things. Write these down. Number one, always submit to God's Spirit. Always submit to God's Spirit. What does that mean? It means you're constantly talking to the Lord throughout the day, and you're saying, Jesus, what do you want me to do in this situation? What do you want me to do here? You're just always surrendering, always submitting, always yielding to that still small voice. Say, Lord, what do you want me to do? You listen to God. And if you listen to God, he'll put ideas in your mind. And you'll know, I need to do this right now. Now, the more you let God's Spirit live in you, the more freedom you're going to have. Look at this verse. Let's read it aloud together. 2 Corinthians 3:17. Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom. Not religion, freedom. Jesus came not to give you religion, but to set you free. Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom. Now, where the Spirit of self is, there's bondage. When I do what I want to do, then I'm going to be in bondage. When I do what the Spirit wants me to do, there's going to be freedom. And so I let the freedom of God's Spirit live through me. Now, friends, this is where the power comes from. It's Jesus inside you. Now, follow me on this. This is maybe a little hard to understand at first. The more power, listen, the more power I have to do something, the more freedom I have to do it. Let me explain. The more power I have to do something, the more freedom I have to do it. For instance, I do not have the freedom to do brain surgery. They'd put me in jail if I tried. Why? Because I don't have the power to do it. I don't have the expertise. I don't have the skill. I don't have the education. I don't have the power to do it. So I'm not free to do it because I don't have the power to do it. Freedom comes from having the power to do it. Let me give you another example. I am not free to play in the World Cup. Why? Because I don't have that athletic ability. I don't have the skill. I don't have the talent. I don't have the coordination. I don't have the experience. I don't have the training. So I don't have the power to play in the World Cup. So I'm not free to play in the World Cup, you know, soccer games. If I did have that ability and had that power and had that experience, well, then, yes, I'd have the freedom to play in it, but I don't. The power that God gives you the freedom to do the right thing. So the more God's Spirit lives in you, and you let him live in you, and you just talk to him all the time. You're driving down the street. Lord, what do you want me to do right now? You're getting ready to go into the house. Lord, what do you want me to do? What do you want me to say to my family? You're going shopping. Lord, you wanted to interrupt my life here? Is anybody here that you're going to bring into my life and cause me to say a word of encouragement to? Or whatever you want. You just go with the flow. You let the Spirit live in you. And you always submit to the Spirit. And that gives you power to change. Power to change. Now, so you say, Rick, this sounds really good, but isn't this kind of power just kind of like for the top folks, the super saints, the really spiritual people like missionaries and nuns? No. That power is available to you. The same power that is available to me as a pastor is available to you. Look at the next verse. The Bible, Jesus says, Jesus gave his life to purchase freedom for who? Circle that. Everyone. That includes you. So you always submit to God's Spirit. Number two, you always trust the truth. This is the second key to real freedom, to daily freedom on a daily basis. You always trust the truth. Whenever you doubt God's word, you're going to get into trouble. I started going down this way a minute ago. See, the truth is, the fact is, the reality is, you don't trust God's truth nearly as much as you trust your own feelings. I trust my feelings so much of the time rather than what has God said to do. Now, for instance, God says, you want me to bless your finances, you put me first in your finances, and you tithe. But I don't feel like I can afford that, so I'm going to trust my feelings rather than what the truth is. And as a result, I miss out on God's blessing. When somebody has hurt me deeply, God says, the truth says, you must forgive that person, let it go, don't hold on to a grudge, you're only hurting yourself with your own poison. Bitterness means you're wrong. No matter what they've done, you're wrong if you're bitter. And I go, yeah, I know I should let it go, I should forgive them, but I don't feel like doing that, so I'm not going to. I'm going to trust my feelings more than the truth. And then I get in trouble, and I get all kinds of heartache and problems in my life. When God says sex should be saved only for marriage, well, yeah, I know God says that, but really, I don't feel that, and I feel it should be this, and so I'm going to go with my feelings, not with the truth. All of these rules, these principles, are for your benefit. God is not some capricious God who just makes up stuff to make your life a bummer. He does this for your own good. He's trying to prevent heartache, broken hearts, broken minds, broken dreams, broken promises, all these different things. If you want to be free, you must always trust the truth. You must always submit to the Spirit, and you must trust the truth. Why? Here's what Jesus said. If you continue in my word, then you're really my disciples. The word is God's truth. And you will know the truth, and the truth will what? Set you free. The more you get God's truth in your mind, the freer you're going to be. The more you believe Satan's lies, the more you believe your own feelings, the more in bondage you're going to be. It's your choice. God's word is the second source of power for freedom. The first source is his Spirit in our life. The second source is his word in our lives. James 1:25 calls the Bible the perfect law that gives us freedom. This book doesn't bind you up. This book sets you free. And the more you read it and apply it and memorize it and put it in your life, it sets your mind free. It actually can heal your mind. I'll tell you something to make some of you guys laugh. Years ago, when I was still a teenager, I had a garage band, a rock band. And there was a guy in my band named Charlie. Charlie had been smoking weed since age one. And he'd taken numerous other pharmaceuticals, if you get my drift. And as a result, his mind, Charlie had a two-word vocabulary, wow and wow. he could barely put a sentence together. He just could hardly get a sentence together. He was so messed up. The drugs had really done a number on his mind, and he's just kind of in a stupor all the time. Charlie found Christ, and he began to read the Bible, and that Bible, the washing of the water of the word, began to heal his mind. I don't know what it did, but somehow the synapses started connecting again. And the dopamine, all that stuff started working, and the sparks started flying in the right direction, and pretty soon, Charlie sometimes actually made sense. And the more he read the word, the more he was back in his right mind. It was coming back. Why? There is power in the Word of God. It was freeing his mind. David says it like this in Psalm 119. I will walk about in freedom. Wouldn't you like to do that? Wouldn't you like to spend all day tomorrow walking about in freedom? I will walk about not in worry, not in legalism, not in guilt, not in fatigue. I will walk about in freedom, for I've sought out your precepts. your principles, your truth. David says, the key to my freedom is I trust the truth. I live in the Word. And the more I study this book, the more freer I'll be. I always submit to the Spirit. I always trust the truth. Number three, I always use my freedom to serve others. And that's the third key. I always use my freedom to serve others. The more you serve other people, the more freedom God gives you, because He wants you to be an unselfish, gracious, generous person. Now think about this. You wake up tomorrow morning and you sit on the side of your bed and you say, okay, Lord, today I'm going to submit to your Spirit, and today I'm going to trust your truth, and today I'm going to use my freedom to serve others. Let's just review all the things you've done for me. Number one, I am completely forgiven. Check. Nothing I've ever done or will do is going to be held against me, because I am completely forgiven. I have a clear conscience. That's good news. Number two, no matter what happens to me today, I have personal access to you. I got an all-access card, and I can talk to you about anything, anytime, anywhere, no matter what I face today. Boom. Number two. Number three, you're going to give me the power to say no when I need to say no, and the power to say yes when I need to say yes on things that make my life count, and don't do things that mess up my life. Check. You're going to give me a life of meaning and purpose, and I don't have to live an empty life anymore, and I don't have to depend on the validation of other people to make me happy. I don't need other people's approval. I'm not living for cultural applause. Check. And, oh, by the way, if I happen to die today, that's okay, because I know where I'm going. I'm going to be with you, and I'm not afraid of what the devil throws at me. He only can give me suggestions, and I'm not going to believe his lies, because I'm going to submit to your Spirit, trust the truth, and give my life in serving other people. That's freedom. Now, when you're that free and you look around you and everybody else around you is in slavery, what are you supposed to do? Help them. Help them. You've seen these shows where, Navy SEALs go in and they unlock, the door of a prisoner who's been held as a kidnap. And that guy, what's he do? He gets the keys and he unlocks everybody else. And they all get out of prison together. And that's our job. Because once we're out of prison, we're to help other people with the good news. What is the good news? Jesus sets us free. The Bible says this: you were called to be free, but don't use your freedom to indulge your sinful nature. Rather, serve one another in love. It's all about love. Paul says it like this. In the next verse on the screen, he says, though I am free and I belong to no man, I make myself a slave to everyone to win as many as possible. Now, let me summarize it. Every day of your life, you're either growing in freedom or you're growing in bondage. You're never standing still. Every day, your life is getting wider and more open, wide open spaces. You're getting more and more freedom in your life, and life becomes wider and more beautiful and more wonderful and more meaningful, or your life is getting more narrow, more in bondage to worry and fear and guilt and judgment and approval of others, and you're getting narrower and narrower and more afraid of the fact that you're getting older, that you're going to die. And all, are you getting one way or the other? And it's your choice. I want you to look at the verse on the front of your outline as we close. Jesus said, if the Son sets you free, you'll be free indeed. But the truth is, most people aren't living that way. Why? Look at the next verse, Galatians 5:1. Freedom is what we have. It's been given to you. It's been paid for by Christ. Christ has set us free. Stand then as free people and do not allow yourself to become slaves again. Because there's plenty of people out there who are going to turn you into a slave again. Legalist, perfectionist, and conformist who are going to try to take away your freedom. Don't let them do it. Let's bow our heads. Pray this prayer in your heart. Dear God, thank you that you have purchased my freedom. You have provided so much, and I'm not even taking advantage of it. I've known this, but I forget it. Thank you that all my sins are forgiven. Even the ones I haven't done yet. Thank you for the gift of a free conscience, a clear conscience. Thank you that I have personal access to you. Help me to stop blaming myself for stuff you've forgiven. And help me to stop going through life trying to do it on my own when you've given me an all-access badge. Thank you that the power to do what's right is available if I'll just claim it. Forgive me for all the times that I just try to do it on my own and don't even think about asking for help. Thank you that I can live a life of meaning and purpose. Thank you that you saved me from the empty life that doesn't really matter, about passion and possession and position and pride and pleasures. Thank you, Lord, instead for giving me an eternal purpose. Thank you that you set me free from needing the approval of other people. Help me to remember that. To not worry about what culture thinks. And Father, I have to admit that I've been afraid many times to die. Would you set me free from that fear? Help me to remember how much you love me, what you've planned for me, that your plans are good. I don't want to be afraid of death, and I don't want to be afraid of the devil either. Because greater is he who is in me than he that's in the world. Forgive me for all the times I've believed his lies. Forgive me for all the times I've believed my feelings instead of your truth. Every day this week, I want to submit to your spirit. Because where the spirit of the Lord is, there's freedom. Not fatigue, but freedom. I want to trust your truth, even when it doesn't make sense, even when it's hard, even when it's unpopular, even when I don't understand it, even when I don't feel like it, I'm going to trust your truth because you've said the truth will set you free. Help me to see the truth about myself, the truth about you, the truth about my problems. And I want to use my freedom to serve others. I know, Lord, that as I give my life away, you give more to me. As I help set others free, you give me more freedom. And so I want to serve others in love. If you've never invited Christ in your life, say, Jesus Christ, come into my life right now. I want to know you, serve you. I want to love you. I want to trust you. Please save me. In your name I pray. Amen.
Hey, if you've just prayed along with Rick to accept Jesus in your life, Rick would love to hear from you. Just email rick@pastorrick.com. We'll send you free tools to help start your relationship with Jesus. And now, here's Rick with an important message.
Jesus told his disciples that they should live their lives according to five specific purposes. He said, you've got to love God with all your heart, that's worship, and love your neighbor as yourself, that's ministry. That's called the Great Commandment. And then Jesus said, go make disciples, that's evangelism, baptize them into the family of God, that's fellowship, a sign of fellowship. And then he said, teach them to obey everything I've taught you. That's discipleship, and we call that the Great Commission. We believe at Daily Hope that a great commitment to the Great Commandment and the Great Commission will produce a great Christian, a great church, a great company, a great community. You know, I started Daily Hope so I could spread the good news about Jesus, not just across America, but all around the world. And we want people to know that God's Word is filled with hope and truth. And the power that we need to follow Him every day is available to every single one. You know as well as I do that the Word of God changes lives. It's alive, it's active, and it breathes new life and new love into all of our lives. So wherever you listen to this, whether you listen on the website, whether you listen on a radio station, or whether you listen through a podcast, you're a part of the Daily Hope family, and I need your help. We could not do this without your support. We're 100% listener funded. Would you continue to pray for this broadcast? And would you continue to support us? And write to me. Let me hear from you. I absolutely love reading the stories that are sent to me. So write me, pray for me, and support this ministry. And God will bless it, and God will bless you, and we'll get to heaven, and we'll thank God for all the people who are going to be in heaven because you cared.
Now, in order to get God's word out to the world, very generous friends have pledged a matching grant to Daily Hope. And that means any gift you give will be doubled up to $100,000. So please give your best gift today, because this very special opportunity to double your gift ends at midnight on December 31st, and anything not matched will be lost. You can give right now by going to PastorRick.com, or you can just text the word HOPE to 70309. Again, that's PastorRick.com, or just text the word HOPE to 70309. And thank you so much for your support. Be sure to join us next time as we look into God's Word for our daily hope. This program is sponsored by Pastor Rick's Daily Hope and your generous financial support.